I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Redoso in Lincoln County. The special legislative redistricting session began Monday in Santa Fe, but not before the bill which finances the session got some unwanted attention. Democrats in the House attempted to attach non-feed items to that bill, like administrative office funding for pretrial services and the expenses it comes with, which would have added another $1 million or so to the session, which already is costing taxpayers $50,000 a day. The small majority of Republicans rejected the move, and the motion was shut down. District 61 State Representative Randall Pettigrew of Lee County elaborates.
My issue with that is that doesn't go in the feed bill. It made over a $3 million feed bill on something that to run the capital is $50,000 a day. 50,000 times 14 days is nowhere near $3 million.
State lawmakers today will concentrate on redistricting the state, which could change the entire makeup of Southeast New Mexico. District 59 Representative Greg Nybert of Chavez and Lincoln counties tells us more.
There is a plan out there that carves up Southeast New Mexico where we will be in all three congressional districts.
And District 33 may undergo a makeover, which includes Lincoln County and is currently represented by Senator Bill Burr.
As this kind of pans out, I think that the majority of this District 33 will be Alamogordo, Otero County, Lincoln, Redoso, and Redoso Downs.
In charge of the news for Redoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese.